From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Marva Hinton. John Bailly is a painter who lives in Miami and teaches at Florida International University. He's collaborated with inaugural poet Richard Blanco to create paintings based on his poetry, and he's in the studio with us today to discuss their work. Now, how did you and Richard first decide to work together?
Well, Richard and I have been friends for approximately 20 years, and as our work developed, his poetry and my painting, we realized that we had a common interest. My father's French, my mother's American, I was born in England. Richard's parents are Cuban, he's born in Madrid but raised in Miami. So there's this lost sense of being rooted in a place as it relates to personal and cultural identity. And both of us struggle with this. When I'm with the French family, it's, tiens, voilà l'Américain, you know, there's the American. And when I'm with my American family, there's the French guy. And so it's this idea of not really belonging anywhere, but in a sense having more cultural roots than many people. And this creates a kind of vacuum, but also an abundance of information.
How did this collaboration between the two of you work?
Richard would send me drafts of poems that he was working on. I would work some, and then Richard would come over, because it's always easier to carry poems than it is to transport paintings, come over to the house, we'd have drinks and talk, and we'd look, I would show him what I've been working on, and then he would talk about his poems. And one particular time, I recall, we were talking about the project and just sitting around, and as we were talking, I decided to just start painting portraits of him. And I'll never forget that afternoon of just portrait after portrait, and they just came out. And in one of the portraits, there was a line of a then unpublished poem, which is, there should be nothing here I don't remember. This line was so significant to me, but Richard said, why did you pick that line? Because I said it was an unpublished poem. And I said, as a painter, I'm a terrible writer. I'm not good with words. They more kind of fall like a waterfall than flow out. And I've always thought, when I've read Richard's poems, all of these tensions within me, I said, this is my voice. Richard is speaking in the way that I feel that I've never been able to say. And the one line, there should be nothing here I don't remember, all those Richard's poems are often about Cuba or about Miami. When I read them, I think of my childhood in the French Alps.
This exhibition is called Place of Mind. Can you tell me what the title refers to?
Well, as the word professional, Richard is the one that came up with the title. Essentially, as I was telling you, as with not really having definite roots in any location, because one of the things with both Richard and I is it's not just French-American, Cuban-American. There's a third place. I'm born in England. Richard is born in Madrid. So it's a third level. And not really belonging in any place, essentially, the conclusion comes that the place that we exist in is a place that exists in our mind. It's an abstract place. And I've always felt, in a sense, troubled by this, that I don't belong anywhere. But Richard had a much better perspective on it, which is, I always feel like I'm on vacation.
John Bailly's Place of Mind will be exhibited at the Clamp Art Gallery in New York starting on February 21st. Then it will eventually become a traveling exhibit. John, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.